Hello?
Oh, sorry about that. The voice recording had timed out on us. I forgot to shut off the voice verification.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah, cut it off. He's pulling in Sasha, and she usually, I mean, she's the one, her and literally a rep at the Google headquarters are the one, like, signs off on the checks, handle all the billing. So I got the big boss in a group chat here. So if you can sit tight with me here.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out other ways that I can show you.
Yeah. No, I already let them know. So like when you sent the SMS in, she can log into the account through our client management system and she could see everything. So I just had to send her like your number, first and last name, and she's pulling it up.
Gotcha. I'm also sending you another screenshot that so it'll show the transaction history, and then it'll say 15 minutes ago this was charged, and that's eligible for 1% daily cash. So I'll get the 1% from using my credit card. It's just pending, I guess, because it's digital, but, I mean, yeah. I wish I could show you another way.
Yeah. No, I got it. That should be sufficient. You sent two SMS messages.
And then I'm sending another one that even shows, like, card number used. Like 100% that it was correct.
Screenshots showing card. Yeah, we also have a notification that does say approval on it. That's why I was telling you it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, where the account didn't show up as active, but it's literally saying consumer multi-use virtual card number approved.
Oh, okay. So on your end, it says approved.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It says approved, it's not showing that it went. Yeah. And then there was another transaction from Chris, like you were saying, downstairs, where he's like, the transaction is declined too, but that was after the fact, and it said card code was not
processed.
Yeah, like if
that one would have went through, then I would have been charged a total of $500.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a first notification. It says decline, retry the transaction. Then you approved it. Then it says it was approved, the transaction, but the account didn't show as active. And then there was a third attempt that declined and said it wasn't processed. So
yeah, I can send a screenshot of that one. That one actually did not get looped into the same local splash.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, if you want to take care of her, you could always like put me on hold for a second. I'm just communicating with these guys and kind of bringing it all to their attention to get it figured out.
She's good now. I just made a bottle for her.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's little then, huh? Still on bottle?
She's a little baby. Oh, yeah, little baby.
So she's at 8 ounces, though, now, though, right?
She's actually on six.
Six, okay. That gives me a general idea. Okay, so is she like 6, 7 months old? 8 months old?
Yeah, she'll be at 8 soon.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, those are the best days. My boys are, man. Tornadoes, dude. Yeah, I'm like dodging trucks, breaking them up. They're fighting over dumb stuff. It's like toys they don't even touch for a year, and then all of a sudden they're like at each other's throats about it. They don't understand the concept of death.
Are you an account manager over there? Or?
Yeah, I'm an account lead, and then I also oversee the sales department too. Most of my stuff is client relations and making sure that everything's going smoothly, so. A lot of times it's like I got a, I don't know how to explain, I got a room full of nerds. And then I talk layman's terms with business owners and communicate it and get those guys working and coordinate what needs to be done.
That's the best combo.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, let you deal with people. You can talk. I grew up in a big family, a bunch of kids. And they're just kind of like socially awkward. Went to school. They're a lot smarter than me, though. I'll admit that openly.
That's good, though. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'm just waiting on Sasha. She's looking at it right now.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm going to show her this, too. Where it says, second transaction was approved. Okay, yeah. So she said, it seems that consumer multi-use virtual card number approved actually went through. I said, yeah, second transaction was approved, yes. But account is not showing as paid nor sending Google verification.
You guys sure you've been doing this for years?
Even Chris is going, why is it not showing as paid? We're all kind of befuddled. Like 12 years, literally never. That's what I was telling you. I've never seen that.
That's hard to believe, you know, but hell yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the virtual card though, too. Like we used to have people who would try to do check by phone, where they would give us like account and routing number and process it. And it would do kind of that thing where it wouldn't actually show the account as paid. Like it would be pending and then it would take like 7 days or something for it to clear through their bank before we would actually show it as a paid account. It was weird.
Yeah.
And so they kind of had us like stop doing that. They were like, hey, stop taking those from people. And then we only did card, but now this is a virtual card. So I don't even know if this is something that they've been dealing with. Like usually the business owner is like, here's a business account. Here you go. You know?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Okay, that's because our system doesn't know virtual cards. It should be green. We need someone from tech to market green. I will create a red flag. Okay, client is on the line. Can I confirm that he is good to go? And you guys manually send him service agreements. UN and password for tracking. And I'll send Google verification form. Client interview scheduled for today. Where would your client interview go? 1 to 2. 1 to 2 Pacific Standard. Okay, so she said you're good to go on her end. She's able to confirm it. There's just the machine, it just flagged it like that because of it's just a unique card information. Like basically there's just like a system error because it's a virtual mm-hmm. card. So she said go ahead and proceed. They're going to manually send you your username and password for your tracking system. They'll also send you the outline of the agreement there. So you'll be able to sign off on that and then have everything in writing. And then I'm going to manually send you your Google verification form right now. So that way you have that too. And so those are all the things you need. And then I'm actually going to go downstairs too and meet with them. It's a lot easier to talk to them face-to-face than through this dang chat. But I have your client interview scheduled between 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time. So it should be 4 to 5 your time. We'll circle back with you and we'll walk you through the client interview process and get everything rolling.
Awesome. I'm excited. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Happy to work with you, man. I was happy that I got that pricing structure in store for us too. I think that's going to put us in position to work together long term. So, you know, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't forget about us. You know, you got a whole team of people back here making sure you work for you.
So indefinitely 249, and then I won't lose that spot till I end services?
Yep, that's it. I mean, we could also, terminate it. I don't think that'll be a problem, but if you guys are getting a bunch of one-star reviews or one of your guys is like a psychopath out there, that's why I was asking you. I'll tell you to keep your money and we'll go a different route. But yeah, as long as everything's going good, then yeah, I'm just going to stay month to month 249 as long as you're with us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I did get some texts and an email from you guys.
Yeah, I got my nerds downstairs working on it, so should be coming through.
If I send you guys a UI, the UI of what I've designed after I speak to my guy,
yes.
Could you let me know if that's something that you guys could do?
Yeah, it's simple. 100%. Yeah, 100%. I sent you some demos, too, but also if you see some other sites online, like I said, if you want to use those as like a foundation or a starting point, you could also send that to us. We got a whole graphic design team downstairs that literally works on sites 24/7.
Gotcha. And I said, I got the, it says, to get your Google business profile verified, you guys need pictures of tools.
Yep.
You
that's
need
the
every single one of them.
Well, no, the one, there's ones with like a little red dot next to it, Lex. Those are the most important ones. It has like a little red asterisk.
Hold on, let me, do I have to log in first? Hold on, let me log in. Access dashboard.
Do you have your UN and password? I know your UN's your phone number. I don't know what the password was automatically generated yet.
No, I don't, yeah, I don't know what my password would be. Will it let
yeah.
me know?
Yeah, they're going to send it to you. I told them to send UN password, outline of the agreement, and the...
Okay, because I have the business registration of the LLC. I got insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you have everything. I have no doubt you have everything. And then there's, like, certain stuff, though. Like, if you don't want to do it, like, where it says, like, work vehicle and license plate, you could cover your license plate number, but you don't even have to do that. And then there's a section at the very bottom that says, like, if anything's missing and they can't verify it based on that form, then we just do the traditional video verification with the Google rep on the line. And we're right across the street from Google. So it's like we have reps over there. We could just get on the line and verify your listing if we have to.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
Yeah. So you're in good hands. Cool. Like I said, you got a team here. So, you know, 100 heads are better than one.
Sure.
So, yeah, we'll make sure it's working for you. And then, you know, obviously we want your feedback, though, on how we're doing and want to make sure that we're bringing clients in consistently and that you're making money so we can make money, you know.
All right. Thank you so much. I look forward to will you be on that later or no?
So the usual process, what they'll do is they'll have me like call with them on the line and introduce you to them. But sometimes I do get wrapped up on calls and other things in the meantime. And in that situation, they'll just call you directly. So it could be either or.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you. Thank you, John.
All right, Lex. I'm always a call away though, if you need. You can always SMS too.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.